Howdy, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of Do Not Worry on this cold, rainy Thursday night. نحن هون جايينكم من الزوق مكايل معكم الأخ أنتون معنا نور ومعنا إلايجا
جليد.
I'm trying consciously to say نور because I always call you نور وبيزعلوا من العالم when I say
لا هذا actually
people are mad at me
ما خسر
so هذا كرمالكم خلاص نور أنا I'm French أنا my first language is French so بحكي أنا French مع عائلتي بالبيت وهيك so folks, we got a pretty crazy episode today. Are Lebanese actors like Fadi Sherbel begging for money on TikTok? And what do we think about it? Is it embarrassing? Should they stop? People got mad at us that I was honest and told you guys that I had McDonald's. People went crazy on social media. Social media parents like El Maestro and Feddo, are they abusing their kids online by making content revolving around their kids and stuff like that? Speaking of El Maestro, we are trying his chocolate bars. I spent a whole bunch of money on these goddamn Mr. Beast PewDiePie ripoffs. And we're also trying Abu Hadi's favorite product, Elegance Star. Elegance Star, ma fi mitlo. I forgot what he said. We also got some more stuff like Mu'tez, some cringe cheese on top videos. Oh yeah, a couple of other little things. We'll see if we get to them. Shada, yimkin nahki anhu, yimkin ma nahki anhu. Depends on how we're feeling. But before we get into any of this, let me just take a second to thank our amazing patrons without whom, Anjad, the show cannot exist. Without you guys, mafina namilshi. Beautiful blonde patrons like Heather Jaber, Sarah M, Michelle Issa, Mo K, Karim Ayad, Antoinette Saab, Wael Bukaram, Ahmad M, Karen's Cravings, Gilbert Dubois. Superhero patrons like Daniel Nakhle, Danny Karam, Ned, Mustafa Wahbe, Ghassan Hamoud, Bonnie, Jessica Ann, the Zatariya family, and our got-tier patrons, Rifat Fakih, Burgery, the best burgers in Tripoli, and El Captain Elian Mujabir. Seriously, Anjad, without you guys, we can't do the show. Yani, you guys contribute money. I can pay the interns. The interns contribute, and they help me make the show. Without Patreon, literally, the show would not exist. So this is a show by the people, for the people. Arabs, we've been talking about the Arabs podcast, brand new podcast, friends of the show. We love them.
The only people that like me.
The only people who like me are the Arabs. So I want to keep them happy. They had this back and forth with Joseph Mehrab. They reacted to one of his videos. They reacted to Kung Fu Jesus, the documentary. They reacted to his video. They started laughing. Our fans got angry at them. And then the Arabs like had to explain themselves. Like, no, we love Joseph Mehrab. Well, it's official. They've made peace. This was part of their last episode on the podcast. Where they, in Arabic, are saying how much they love Joseph. And let's listen to them struggle to speak Arabic. They're horrible.
Here, we love Kung Fu Jesus.
We love Joseph.
I'm going to say it in Arabic because some of them don't get it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Habib ana bahabu.
Ana
bahabu.
Let me do it in Arabic.
Ana
loh.
Joseph. See, ana.
Ana.
Ohib.
Ohib.
Joseph.
Joseph.
Marhab.
Marhab.
Marhab. I don't think that's his name, right?
Mahreb.
I don't think that was his name.
You know, Kung Fu.
I creeped him literally.
Jesus.
Okay, bro, the reason why
I'll see. Frogan is adorable, man. I love these guys. I love these people. I sent this video to Joseph. He saw it. He told me he loved it. He even posted it on his own Instagram. So we've come full circle. It's over. They even commented. He replied. It's over. The beef is done. They love each other. We good. Anytime they come to Lebanon, they're going to go straight to meeting Joseph Mehrab. That's what's going to happen. So just let's quickly address this Mu'tez versus Deborah Messing drama. Last week, we reacted to this video of Deborah Messing. For those of you wondering, who's Deborah Messing?
Who's Deborah Messing?
Exactly.
But that's what Mu'tez said. Here she is arriving to Israel where Noah Tishbe was like, welcome home. You're home. Oh, I feel so safe here. It's my home. Yeah,
white lady. Last week?
Yes.
You know why you feel safer here? Why? Because you're home. It really is.
Which one is Deborah Messing.
The redhead.
I don't want to go.
This is Deborah Messing, the redhead. I don't want to go. I don't want to leave. I'm home. I feel so
another
safe.
Another close friend and people.
Look at the crazy eyes. Look at that fucking crazy. Anyways, that's Deborah Messing. Again, if you're under the age of like 35, you're not going to know or care who Deborah Messing is.
She's a porn star?
She was a sitcom actress. So at the Mu'tez posted a video last week that he was leaving Gaza. He was evacuating. She posted an Instagram story making fun of him, basically. I don't know what her video said, but she posted a story being like, haha, he left. You know, he must not. I don't know what the fuck she said. I couldn't find it.
She said, look at GQ's Man of the Year, the journalist, he left.
So she's making fun of Mu'tez that he left. So then someone literally kind of made this post. They're like, actress Deborah Messing has posted a story on Instagram mocking Montez. And then Montez literally in the comments is like, who? Just like all of you. He has no idea who Deborah Messing is and he doesn't care. So it was just a nice little burn. Fuck Deborah Messing. Fuck Will and Grace. I've never seen that fucking show. Just a couple of interesting Montez videos. He's in Qatar. He's been doing all these interviews that are actually super interesting. It's great to get to hear his perspective. Last week, like, how is he coping? How is Montez? How does someone, you know, live after seeing this? Hone, this lady asked him a couple of interesting questions. I figured let's listen to his answers because they're very poignant.
Have you personally been able to process all this, these losses that you suffered personally?
No. Sometimes I feel like I forget someone. Mm. Because he passed at the first days of war, and then a lot happened. No human brain can process this. Mm-hmm. No way.
This is another quick video, and then we'll move on. I love Montez, man. If I see this guy, I want to give him the biggest fucking hug. I know it's like a very parasocial thing, because we feel like we know him. He has no idea who the fuck we are.
How about your dreams? The dreams that Montez had before this war, before all this started. Have they changed?
I lost interest in my dreams.
You lost interest?
That's so sad, bro.
Because everything I see, or even like getting a new camera for me was a dream. To travel, I don't care. Because, and you have to live a normal life after what I saw, after what I lost. How to enjoy a moment in this life. After a dear friend that I lost, I was spending a lot of time with them. The places that I was going to in Gaza, the cafes, the beach, everywhere is destroyed. Mm. Everywhere in Gaza is destroyed, lost a lot of people. So I keep feeling guilty for anything. For the clean water I drink now here, for sitting maybe in a nice couch. No drones above in my head trying to kill me. Not seeing human parts after the airstrike, not seeing destruction. I feel guilty for all of this. I wish all my people to live like what I see now in that war. So my brain will stay there till Gaza's back to life.
He just turned 25, by the way. Happy birthday, Montez.
That's insane.
That's so sad, bro.
Like feeling guilty for leading a half normal life.
I can't get a drink of water without feeling bad and thinking of everyone else there that can't get a clean. Ajab, we can't forget about Palestine, even though last week we expressed that, you know, I was kind of tuning out, but I will never fully tune out. And that, because I'm trying to immerse myself back into it. We can't forget, you know, all the ICJ bullshit that happened. International court, it's like Ekel Khara, bro. Aidable international world, yep. Bro. International community, bunch of fucking coward, criminal, genocidal fucking freaks, bro. Anjed, I can't believe the world is this fucking dark and shitty and hopeless. What else we got? Oh, sticking to the, since we talked about Montez, let's just quickly watch this video of an Israeli soldier trying to climb a wall. These guys, let's see. ايك اختك وامك وبيك يا اير صهيون ايه يلا عربيش كم نيكونا destroy turn Lebanon into Gaza turn Beirut into Gaza ايه هيك يلا
هل بيجي حدا مستول بالكومنتس وقلنا I bet you can't climb
هولي three stooges هولي دم and dumber هولي شو عم بيعمل هيدا دم and dumber
and they posted it like what
المشكلة انه they posted
it is it a parody that's what I'm thinking like, maybe it's a parody
doesn't look like it no
It's not a parody, huh?
Look at the stuff on the floor.
Oh my God. There's a very interesting tweet, just sticking to the al-mawdu'a. So there's an interesting tweet by Ali Hashim. He is, I think, a reporter at Al Jazeera English. So this is a part of the thread that I'm going to read that I found the most interesting and relevant to us. So Ali Hashim says, the current situation on Lebanon's southern border is taking a new direction. Hezbollah's use of advanced weapons is an indication the group is already anticipating a serious escalation. And of course, reports of them retreating 10 kilometers remains wishful thinking. And by the way, I have a cold if you guys can't tell. I can barely breathe. Let's take a step back to examine the scene. With Israel failing to achieve its announced objective of annihilating Hamas, Netanyahu's government and the army are in the position of a losing gambler. Therefore, a reckless decision to try and achieve a victory in Lebanon could be a strategic mistake. While Hezbollah made it clear the attacks from the Lebanese border would end by the end of the war on Gaza, Israel's leaders are in a difficult position where they need to prove that they have the upper hand in the conflict, hence trying to end the attacks in the north by waging a war. So again, this just reiterates what we've been talking about. Israel is desperate to start a war. They want to escalate their situation because they're unable to have a victory against Hamas in Gaza. So to make up for that, they want to set their sights to Lebanon, wage a war against Hezbollah so they can drag the U.S. into a larger regional war and accomplish some goals. Since they can't do shit against Hamas, they're going to just try to take Hezbollah out. Anyways, it's slowly growing. Halafi, three American soldiers got killed in like Iraq by like Iranian-backed militias. So the United States is about to hit like Iraq. The region is on fire. Last two episodes, we kind of came clean that we broke the boycotts, that Anna ate McDonald's. And the reason why I wanted to share this was because كتير عم نحكي كنا على boycotts, giving updates on boycotts, what's happening. And I felt, you know, like a hypocrite, like a liar, and knowing that I broke the boycott, it felt weird to pretend that I hadn't. So I just felt like I just want to come clean, get it off my chest. Then Nadim got it off his chest. Last week, Noor came, you know, told us the truth that she had McDonald's a few times. This is Lofina. So we made one of them into a reel. So I thought it would be funny, like maybe this could inspire other people to like be honest and like just show that like, hey, it's okay. We're trying our best. You know what I mean? Like, it's not easy. It could be easy to boycott. And for me, McDonald's is a very specific experience that you can't replicate anywhere. So anyways, here's some comments that we got. Angry comments that we came clean that we had McDonald's. Beautiful Lentil said, as long as you guys admit to your weak willpower in the moment and want to do better moving forward with BDS, then this gets a pass in my opinion. Just don't be weak. Our spending matters in the grand scheme of things. Well, that was a nice comment. George Asar says, La La Land. And Tina Filippo says, disappointing. Okay, but that's fine. I mean, it is disappointing. But no, again. Ricardo says, there's no excuses for this. Support local businesses. They're literally cleaner and better as well. Hypocrites calls us hypocrites. So this person calls us hypocrites. Again, I'm telling you the truth. Like, I'm coming clean so that you don't call me a hypocrite. Who's that? This is Aziza. Craving? Really? Knowing what they did to southern Lebanon and you think it's funny not caring for others may be understandable, but your own people? Okay, first of all, Aziza, McDonald's isn't bombing anyone, okay? McDonald's makes fucking burgers. Like, I get it. They support Israel, who they gave the IDF free food. They're horrible. I am boycotting McDonald's. I've only had it 4 times in 3 months. You know how often I used to have McDonald's? Once a week, easily. Yani, I would have had McDonald's like 12 times normally. So, مخفف. It's not perfect. بس انه, craving? Really? Do you know they did the southern... إيه لأنه Ronald McDonald عم يدبح فيهم العالم بي... in the south. يعني. ما بفهم. نروي شوي يعني. Jay says, Tara, it's not a flex to be laughing and smiling about openly supporting these nasty companies. Again, no one's flexing. We're just coming clean because I don't want to sit here and pretend that I'm better than everyone else. Like, you guys are having McDonald's. Well, I'm not. I fucking had it 4 times and I haven't had it in 2 weeks since the last time because I felt so fucking guilty. But no, we didn't post it because we think that it's like funny. Starbucks and bro, I don't give like. No, that's not at all the point. I haven't had Starbucks fucking once. Zatar says, La, anjed ktir bedahko. You're proud of yourself that you gave into your cravings while you give your money to genocide supporters? There's a lot of other food you can buy, afikra.
How was your response?
Oh, yeah, I said, no one is proud. We're just admitting our failures, unlike most people. Anna, this person calls us losers. And I said, we are losers.
I mean, sure.
Anna, okay. Because we got to make one thing clear. There are more alternatives. Nothing replaces McDonald's. McDonald's has this plasticky, fake, you know the feeling, the one we all love. That's what I want. When you get a craving for that specific fucking thing, don't tell me روح كل عند يعني bro, the bros or burgery, they make actually good burgers. I don't want to have when I'm craving McDonald's بدي زباله ما بدي good burgers هلا. What is amazing is that burgery, our patrons, they recreated the McDonald's menu in their restaurant. The only problem is they're in Tripoli. I want to make a trip there to redeem myself. I want to go there and I want to eat their menu and I want to film myself eating it. بس انه ما في غير options. Like, nothing can... Crepeway is not a replacement for McDonald's. Crepeway منه replacement.
Crepeway lately, garbage. Quality أكل بالمرة. I've hated every time I've eaten in London. Fix up your shit to one of my favorite restaurants.
I like Crepeway. But no, McDonald's is very specific, okay? We're having that Burger King, by the way, all those things. I swear to God, we're trying our fucking best here. وحيات الله. I just didn't want to be, especially after what I did to No Garlic, No Onion. I just didn't want to be a liar. بس انه نزلين فينا كمان. ليان زين says, people in Palestine are craving food and water. إيه لأنه أنا رايح عم بضربهم وعم بخذلهم أكلاتهم يعني أنا people in Palestine. شو فرقت if I ate McDonald's or زعتر وزيت, they're still going to be starving and craving food and water. Tarek just laughed. Shirovsky says, roadster and زعتر وزيت better. Again, no, they're different. زعتر وزيت is better than nothing.
فشل.
هلا عندي برو.
هلا بعبز.
خدوني على غزة وتعموني باكل زبالة على الأرض من غزة من ما ياكل زعتر وزيت.
Same. Put back the tier list.
لا.
مش هالقد. زعتر وزيت ما تكرهونا. They fucking hate me بحسب زعتر وزيت.
أنا don't like.
مش هالقد. But anyway, they're not good. Roadster. My comment, Roadster is different. I've had a lot of Roadster in the past 3 months. كتير Roadster. أنا بحب السولو رايدر chicken sandwich. خي ما في مثله. هبتلا says, do you think you're funny? You really, really, really not. Disappear.
يا لطيف.
هيدي اليوم I screenshot this.
بس ما حدا أكل مكدو because we're funny.
I don't know the fuck. Where'd she come from? شو بدك فيه يا خي? I'm apologizing. I said I felt bad. شو بدكون? People, ما فيكو تعملوا منيح مع هالعالم, bro. One more. This was a YouTube comment, actually. So Rami Atalla says, I think this is a nice, respectful comment. He says, I don't want to make you feel guilty or even push you to do something, but how hard is it to boycott McDonald's, KFC? There are way better local restaurants and snacks that provide delicious burgers, chicken. For me, they are really replaceable brands that are not worth it to cheat in their mediocre food. Now, again, you see, nothing is like them. I know when I want McDonald's, it's a specific McDonald's craving. When I crave a Malik Tawuk sandwich, ما فيك تعمين التاوق من any other restaurant. بدل ملك التاوق مع المايونيز مع الكاتشب with that stuff. خلاص, أنا when I get a specific craving, I need to have that craving. McDonald's has a very unique thing. Again, fuck McDonald's. Fuck Ronald McDonald. I'm never going to do it again. Okay, and if I do, I'm going to tell you guys because I don't want to feel guilty about it. So I've had it 4 times in over 3 months. I think it's not that bad. I think that's a big improvement over having it 13 or 14 times. Did you have McDonald's again since last episode?
بس ثانية ما سمعنا
لك أنا مش قصة to sound better than you أو عم كذب. I haven't had McDonald's for a while لأنه it's very fucking يعني even what the
how was Disneyland? It was fun, huh?
It was amazing. It was fucking amazing.
It was a good time, Disneyland, huh? ما تحكون ما تد ما I don't even want to hear what you're saying.
مش هيك ما بقول هالشيء إنه لما تلاحظ إنه أنا أحسن منكم أو شيء, بس إنه McDonald's makes me feel like shit after eating it in general. So
yeah, but it's that good kind of feel like, I feel like thank shit, but it's that good kind of feel like shit. Zaatar Uzet makes me go shit.
Bro, wow, low-cal turkey and cheese. Chef's kiss. Thank you, Zwiz.
خلاص تحين على كل شيء.
عجد. But she said that, كمان, like, تحين. كله تحين, bro.
Literally.
That's why the people, like, before they do the, they lift weights, but they put shock on their hands. هيك. هيك بيصيروا يدي بعد ما يأكل حيلا شيء من الملك الطويل.
كل أكله تعمل تحين.
زعتر وزيت. Even if بيأكل their fries, يدي تحين.
كل عجين وتحين. خلاص.
Who's hungry for some snacks? قبل ما تفتح. بس recap شوي. Abu Hadi loves Elegance Star so much that we literally went out and bought a bunch of these.
هلا نكلون يصير شكلنا مثله.
شوفوا أدي بيحبوا. أدي بيحبوا.
هل في منافس لإليغانس ستار؟
برأيي الشخصي؟ لا.
لا.
Fucking memorize that shit.
في شغل. أما منافس لا. إليغانس ستار أبدعت.
أبدعت.
كان بستارز قبل ساندويتش.
I love like the words in abda'it be asnaf, like these big words. Anyways, this is the standard Abu Hadi. Ana hol shriton kirmalak. Ad ma hkit al elegance star wa ad ma qilt innon tayibin ana'atni. Wa ana hol rah yakulun hala kirmal ayunak ya Abu Hadi wa masda'itak. Wa Abu Hadi qal bil video innon hol bikalfu 15000 shibtiun bi adi Noor?
Like 13.4.
13000 arkhas min 15000 kamana. So hey, the standard I've never tried the Elegance Star. Like,
ما حنفتحهم كلهم.
Hey, give me one. I just want one biscuit.
Hey, I give it a 3 out of 10.
Angel.
The standard.
عطيها 9.5. Okay, هيدا ال standard. هيدا ال Elegance Star.
ما عم بلاقي أكل ولا واحدة. To be honest.
Black.
مجبورة تأكلي. هلا شغل.
هيدا شغل.
هلا ملاش يحصل. I can't taste much. It's not bad.
Horrible.
Like the standard one, طيب حبيت حبيتها.
ما حبيت.
9.5 على 10 لا يا أبو هادي بس طيب. هيدي الشوكولا. هيدي البلاك.
في بلاك ووايت. Are you fucking kidding me?
هيدي البلاك.
It has like traces of chocolate. It's mostly dry biscuit.
دراي شيء ما في طعم.
It's mostly dry biscuit.
رح نشوفها.
إنه ليك 13,000 شو بدكم يعني؟ قولوا لي.
دكتور فود ويفر حبيبي.
Seven layers of chocolate.
Not bad. These are like 7s out of 10. That one is white.
أول واحدة.
Not bad.
هيدي الوايت؟
الوايت.
I hate white chocolate.
I sound so racist.
That one, yeah.
الوايت أطيب من البلاك.
That one.
عن جد أطيب.
What are you, a Turkish guy? The sugar content in these is insane, bro.
أبو علي ببعت لنا DM ببعت لك إياهم شيبمنت.
أبو هادي. ما بيهون شيء هلا ما كتير عم بستطعم لانه ماشي
بلاك اطيب من
لا ما فيهم طعم مش ما عم تستطعم
انه فيري ستاندرد يعني
الشوجري بسكت هيك نقطه شوكولا
مثل ذا اولد شوكليت اي ثينك غيروا له اسمه كان اسمه دونت جيت اوفندد نيجرو شو صار اسمه هلا نيرو
صح
اي ثينك صار اسمه نيرو يو جست بي جوت ليترلي وي هاد ا بسكت بلبنان ات واز كولد نيجرو ناو اتس كولد نيرو كايند اوف طعمته نيرو A little bit.
No, that was better.
Nero's, you like Nero more? أنا بحب الإليغانس ستار. أبو هادي أنا بوافق معك ومصداقيتك وأبدعت شركة إليغانس وأنا بعطيها كمان 9.5 من 10 بوسك يا أبو هادي كتير بحبك بس قل لي قد إيه عمرك عمول معروف بدي أعرف
هذا الوايت
Someone be last episode said that my laugh was annoying or something
ياكلو خرا
أنا I can't get enough of أبو هادي وأنجا أحضرنا 30 سنة من هيدا الفيديو هون let's watch him compare Leo to Milka a Milka bar and I love Leo actually
Milka,
Milka, Leo.
He's gonna compare two different asnaf from the Milka, I guess. Hey, the asnaf. Let's watch. Time
and Milka,
No, he doesn't know.
خلينا نجرب. ما نشوف. ميلكا في منا نبغى 15 في منا ميلكا في منا نبغى 15 هي 20 صنف أشكال أبيض وغير النكهة. خلينا نجرب.
What is this Wikipedia?
أي أطيب اليوم.
هيطلع في تالي برامتر قدام.
عنده. عشو؟
بندق.
بلوبري.
بلوبري. هلا يمصمص فيها شوي.
فه؟
And I'm the joint pain. الوجع.
I love how you assume and he's in pain.
He is in pain. Every word that he says says, elegance start. Smart. Smart. Bro, Leo is fucking delicious, bro.
صح أطيب من كيت كات.
Yeah, yeah, it's so much better than Kit Kat.
You're not boycotting them?
I haven't had one in ages, bro.
Same.
لا لا يا أبو هادي. كل الأصناف؟ Okay, wait, wait.
He chose Milka over Leo.
If he thinks that, and maybe these aren't as good as I thought they were. Maybe he doesn't have great taste. Anyways, Abu Hadi, God bless you. Keep doing the Lord's work. Thank you for introducing me to Elegance Star. بس عن جد شو influencer يعني هوليك كل الانفلونسر chocolates بيشتريهم غاص من عندنا بس نعمل taste test ونحكي عنه so we have a topic بس يعني أبو هادي literally هذا مش حتى his chocolate قد ما بحبه وقد ما مصداقيته يعني بلاقيها مهمة نحن شرينا 12 باكي
That's so true and yeah. She let us me debating as I'm gonna give the doctor food cookies.
بطل بدي أعطيني لها الدكتور food cookies. هيدا كان أبو هادي شوكليت كنت اشتريت 20 صندوق. أنت عن جد influencer يا أبو هادي وما تخلي حدا يقول لك إنه منك influencer. أنت رب الانفلونسرز وفوق راسنا كلنا. وهيدا اللي الإليغانس ستار جبتها كرمال عيونك. So last week, Elijah sent us a message على واتساب إنه guys, ليش فادي من مرته وأنا عم بيعمل تيك توك لايف. I was like, what? He's on TikTok live. He's like, yeah.
I was scrolling randomly as I do every night. طلع لقيت تيك توك لايف فادي عمول يلا بعتولي بعتولي. I was like, wait, شو؟
This is what we're going to kind of talk about. Is it shahade? What is up with this trend of Lebanese actors getting on TikTok, on بيعملوا TikTok lives, on بيطلبوا مصاري من العالم, but no, it's this whole big topic. Weirdly enough, H3H3, the podcast that inspired this podcast, which I no longer watch, literally they have a very similar topic this week. When you sent this to me, I didn't even know. They're talking about a famous YouTuber who is now doing TikTok lives, and they're literally basically having the same conversation. Is it begging? Is it not? Complete accident, say Abid, that we have similar topics. Let's talk about this. So Anna, I went in. I started watching the lives. I'm like, I gotta see what like Fadi's up to. أنا أنجى بعرف أنا متذكر مرتي وأنا. He was the guy from مرتي وأنا.
So they sell the show.
But the first thing
I never liked.
But the first thing I told Elijah, أنه ما ضروري أنه okay, it's easy to label it as شهادة or someone's begging. But okay, man, we don't know what these people are going through financially. أنا from what I know, by the way, مام جريب to insult anyone or Fadi or any of the other actors that we're trying to talk about. بالعكس, we're just trying to have a conversation and a debate about it. You don't know what these people are going through financially. And from what I know, Fadi was going through like a big public divorce. Maybe that's costing a lot. نعرف الوضع الاقتصادي بلبنان كتير خرا. أنا أهلي, they lost all of their money بالبنوك. Probably people like Fadi and other people his age lost all of their money بالبنوك. They can't access their money. So even though he might have been living comfortably a few years ago, that might not be the case right now. So can we blame people for doing whatever they can to be able to earn some money to put food on the table if they have kids, but don't you got to pay the bills, yani, at the end of the day. Anna, if I find myself in a position where I have no money, I need to make money, if my only choice is getting on fucking TikTok and being like
TikTok live, I know
كبولي ورود رح اطلع TikTok ورح اطلب من العالم كبولي ورود يلا let's do it بلا ورود بس نطلع بنعمل TikTok أنا وياك
نطلع ضد بعض أنا هيك ننهب
انت you have way more TikTok followers بدكن أنا أعمل مسابقة شو أحكام ضد إلايجا على TikTok live
please never say that
لا بدون أحكام I don't fuck with that shit
أحكام
تكسر بيت
ناكل صابون وهيك
I cannot eat soap
And bro, you have 40,000 TikTok followers. I'm dead.
Yeah, but it's not bad. Relax. Here, they'll
see your side. Anyway, so let's look. Let's take a look at some of these. So here, this is the first one that I saw. Here, he's with another actor. His name is Christian. I don't know his name, but he's a famous Lebanese actor.
Christian Zorbi.
Christian Zorbi? Okay, so let's watch this. He's with Christian. Again, perfectly nice people. Yeah, Christian Zorbi seems like a lovely guy. I'm really not here to make fun of anyone or to say that anyone I'm bishhad. So just don't get me wrong. So, look at the entertainment. It's like almost midnight, by the way. They go on to like 4 a.m. or something.
بس انا شفت قصة فيور شيب وهيك انه فادي عنده 100
مارسيل خضرا وينه؟
هلا لايف عم بيحكي
يعني الليلة انا والله خسارة ولا خسارة ابو شريف اهلا اهلا ابو شريف نسرين البطيحي
سو اني ويز It's just a guy looking at chat like Nisreen, keeping Nisreen. Thank you, Alurud. Thank Shadi, keepak Shadi. Thank you, Alurud.
They talk to the people to send them.
Thank you, Adam Fadi. Thank you, Eli. Keepak Eli. لا بلا كلام بزي يا Eli. لا. إيه كيفك Nisreen. Hi Nisreen. Hey, this is it. It's two boomers who like the connection map to the series up to the telephone. Who It's kind of funny. And you're watching. They have like no technology skills. ما بيعرفوا. They barely know how to use this fucking thing. And it's boring. That's the thing. Like they're not doing anything. Like for example, نحنا, come in. I'm not one to judge. We literally start our show and end our show with like, hey, give us Patreon contribution.
True. It's just another form of.
Yeah, I'm asking for money too, but so again, I'm the last person to judge these people. You know what I mean? And I'm constantly like, hey, please support us on Patreon. What's the difference? I can say fee fetish شوي. No, نحنا, we work hard on our shows, and I pay team members. I'm not keeping the money that you send me on Patreon. I have three people who I have to pay every month to help me to put the show together. We plan the show. We work on topics.
But you're giving something in return. This is not giving anything in return.
Fee editing, this is time consuming. Holy, they're just opening TikTok. ويلا شو بدك تعمل?
But
they don't even
say something.
They don't even do anything.
هن هول البومرز اللي they started making fun of TikTok أول ما طلع and now they're best taking advantage.
أصلاً فادي his first content was عم بنائد البنات على TikTok live he's being sexist وهيك إنه كيف غلط وشي.
We have a video of Fadi sharing his opinion على TikTok.
And now you're one of them.
So I mean, just we don't have to watch this. This is like a minute and a half or something. It's just boring. It's just they're just literally.
أهلا وسهلا.
And again, if you're a fan of these two actors, it's great. You can interact with them on TikTok. They'd be like, hey, he says your name. And if there was an actor, Brad Pitt fit TikTok live. Or like Leonardo DiCaprio or Tom Hanks. Hey, Karen, thanks for the rose. Karen, how's it going? hey Billy, thanks for the spaceship. Like, it's just fucking weird, you know what I mean? But again, I'm not one to judge, لأنه déjà being working in any kind of art with the arts, you don't get paid a lot. The older you get as an actor, your roles get more limited, you know what I mean? Like, you can only be cast as the dad or the grandfather.
Fadi ما عم بيمثل بشي lately.
And it's not easy. So I'm really trying to come to this from like a point of understanding. مشينو اتمنىك علينا انه ها ليك هالمعطر قاعد على تيك توك عم يشحد. A lot of people are going to think that. Sometimes it does kind of feel a little, يلا كبو
it comes off like
it comes
that
off شوية وقت as a شحادة, but I understand it. So this is Fadi with another actor, for example. I got this today, كمان. Check this out. So he's not the only one. This is an actor. هلا بشوفكم شو اسمه. Check it out here. I didn't know what he was called, so هلا بفتح الاوبشنز. شو اسمه؟
سلطان ديب.
شو هذا سلطان ديب؟ When I see his face, I recognize. So, for example, this is another actor coming in. So, في هو, في كريستيان, في فادي. Like, you know what I mean? I got. وجيه صائر, this is another actor coming in.
وجيه, come on.
No, بس وجيه صائر كمان معروف, بيفتح تيك توك. Like, every night. هيدا كمان.
طلع مع فدو قبل, by the way.
مع فدو؟
جايز, هنستفيد من التريبل.
وجيه.
جايز, عنا تريبل.
وصلوا عندي.
بدنا تريبل دعم, يلا يا شباب.
All go me.
Guys, فوزوني كتير. خسروني قليل. لازم سكتوا لوجيه. أنا ما فيني أشوف وجيه عم يحكي بصراحة. بضل يغرد. مثل ال شو بسموه؟ مثل العصفور.
This is horrible content. Oh my God.
تريبل يا جماعة.
يلا تريبل يا جماعة. تريبل. بدنا تريبل ورود. تريبل. What are they doing? Like, if they were playing a game,
I don't like that.
Like,
at
if they were
all.
Musicians, I'm be musi alive with people. I'm to damon.
Yeah.
Okay. If he's doing an interview, if he invites his friends, ubi amil ma an interview, but so no just be ado. They just sit in front of each other. Yalla, kebulna.
Honestly, it is kind of shady.
What are you?
When you're not doing something in return, I see it.
They're literally asking people for money for nothing.
Do anything.
There's a thing called Cameo. Where in the States,
I know it. Like
you, there's a celebrity you like, you can pay $50 or you bought like a small personalized video. Like, hey, Elijah, I love it. Happy
yeah,
birthday.
You're paying for a service.
But this is, I can kind of see, yeah, the appeal. And if you're a fan of Marte and Anna and you've loved that show, you're obsessed with it, all of a sudden you have a chance to see Fadi, the actor that you love, on TikTok live, and you know, that's worth like 5 cents. Thank you, Nisreen, on Werde. Maybe that feels good to you. Like, I love this guy. Hey, he just acknowledged me. So, I'm not a fan of Fadi. To me, I have no interest in watching this. If you're a fan, if you're a boomer who grew up على مرتي وأنا, and maybe there's some appeal there. Honey, this lady, I'm sorry, we're just going to watch the first 30 seconds. This is fucking batshit crazy. I want to come in, I feel like two actors with this random lady. I was like, what the fuck am I watching? Like, and this lady has 69,000 TikTok followers, bro.
I've never seen her before.
She's not an actress. Listen, no, she's just like she's probably just big on TikTok. So no, these, what are people watching, bro? This was going on to like 3 a.m., bro. It's great. There's one more that I just want to show you guys. It's so, I think it's this one. They're literally all, عم بيحكوا فوق بعضهم هون, كلهم. You're gonna hear four people عم بيحكوا بزيت الوقت, bro. Like, عم بيحضر, شو عم بيستوعب؟
بس حكيته اليوم لأنه مش عم ينسمع صوت السلولار.
يعني هلا بس يصيروا 100 رح نختار نسكت
فوق. انت بقى خلينا نطلع خزان.
What is this, bro? ما بينسمع شيء.
بينسمع صوت السلولار.
يعني هلا بس يصيروا 100 رح نختار نسكت فوق.
It's like the three of us, احكوه, say something.
I don't know what to say.
Elijah, احكي, say, قول شيء. يلا يلا, ضلكوا تحكوا, ضل ليك تحكي, ما تنسك. ايه هيك عم نحكي, ايه, thank you, Nadim. Thank you للدعم يا Nadim. دعم كثير حلو.
بعتنا روز, بعتنا.
Can you imagine fucking watching this? Like, عن جد boomers, وهيدا عم بيرد هيدا كومنت, هيدا, وهيدا عم بيرد كومنت تبع this person. There's even this moment that I found hilarious. I think Fadi راح to take a shit. He was sitting there for like 3 hours, راح اختفى. This is him gone on. I'm just like, wait, Fadi, when راح Fadi?
هو بالصورة الفاضية هذا هو.
He's taking a shit.
ال جاي راجع, لا عيب اظهر يا برو.
بمسح, حلو عنه شوي. ما في فوت على الحمام.
أصلا بدك رباعي, ما بدك حاجة.
يلا هلا بنفوت رباعي, بس عم شوف إذا شارب خلص اللايف.
He was gone for like a good 7 minutes, by the way. لك اختفى.
وينو شربل بعد بعده باللايف بعد ما خلص.
I think when he's coming back. I just want to see the return. Look how happy he is coming back.
انت عم طلع حدا؟
لا.
Okay.
Such a good mood after taking that shit.
انا جيت.
فضى شي 5 كيلو.
انا جيت.
Okay.
اهلين.
مش هكذب عليكم هلا every night I look for Fadi's lives بحضلش at least 2 minutes I need to know if my boy's life is okay let's watch him talk about okay this video of him went viral again because this was him عم بيحكي انه about TikTok ورأيه بTikTok and why he probably wouldn't want to do TikTok or something like that he was criticizing TikTokers
اللي فترة هلا أنا عم بيقولوا لي افتح تيك توك افتح تيك توك افتح التيك توك للحقيقة افتح التيك توك بس أنا بدي أشوف شو بيعملوا بهالتيك توك لا نعمل مثل ما والله العظيم وحياة عيوني لازم يعملوا كيف هلا عاملين نحباش بكمشوا هول تبعول الدعارة زيت الشيء لازم يعملوا شيء للتيك توك هول بنات هول رجال هول أصلا ما معروف إذا هدول رجال شو هالقرطة هول شو هالعبادة
شو عم نعمل هلا روق شوي عم نعمل هوموفوبيك جوكس يا فادي بدك تروق شوي يعني جاي بدك تطلع تبهدل على تيك توك ما تبهدل غيرك يعني أنا نحن we're being respectful هلا إليجا شوي cross the line
to cross the line what is this pathetic opinion when you're gonna do exactly the same think before you speak you have experience in that
did he cheat on his wife أصلاً عن شو عم يحكي
يعني هو
allegedly
I don't know anything about the divorce
هيك ما هيك rumors
allegedly it's not proof we don't know can be
لك إذا قلت تفوق ألين لا هلا اوكي حلو واحد هلا انا بكره رح اطلع مثلا عندك شانل تطلع بتحكي شيء مثلا عن الفلك عن العلم عن المصالح عن المعامل عن اشياء مهمه اوكي بتحكي انت والعالم بتنكت بتمزح اوكي بس بتشوف واحد طالع قلع بتحدى بنت وفي حكم وكبسوا كبسولي شوي بتلاقي عم بتقول له للرجال شويربوا لورا ديناي خراس ستبوزك قول ما بعرف شو حكم انت بتسوى سرمية روح جيب سرمية حطها على راسك وتقول له قال روح جيب هلا عم بتقول له لواحد عم تطلع قال روح جيب شوية حشيش وحشه مثل الخروف اقعد معي وهو مثل الاهبل
to be fair هو that all he does is like يلا كبه بدنا ما فينا نخسر هيدي الجولة يا جماعة يلا دعموا كبه he does the same exact thing
he might as well
يعني
honestly.
ايه might as well show some tits
like honestly I'm on Elijah's side
بيروح بيعمل هذا الشيء كله كرمال شو كرمال انه يطلعوا له شويه اسد قالوا مع شعال طب بدك اسد وبدك هيك اعطيه شيء مثل العالم والناس مش عارف يا اخي هذا باسم يوسف بيطلع تيك توك وعنده ملايين مشاهدين لا شفته لا ضربوه بالبطاطا لا حط على وجهه شو معجون اسنان انت شوف النسوان شوف البنات يا عمي مش عارف دخلك ما عندهم اهل يعني بقول لها سكتوا لي حطي بتمك ما هذا شو اسمه تبع الجلي مواد الجلي حط
هلا all of TikTok live is trashy a lot of it is trashy مش حكي يعني okay he what he's saying is like sexist and homophobic so there is a lot of trashy stuff that I wouldn't want like my kids to look at for example it is a lot like you know sometimes it's kind of like OnlyFans or something not that there's anything wrong with OnlyFans or sex work or anything like that but so كمان it's like a cam girl vibe يعني women get on there like dressing or men كمان you got men fucking thirst strapping women it's the same fucking shit it's just adults Whatever it is, it's not appropriate for fucking kids. And kids are the primary users of fucking TikTok, which I find yani, kind of fucked up.
The sexism is like oozing out of him.
He's only focusing on women and what women do. Hello. So this is completely sexist. But so, okay, man, there are some there's some crazy shit on TikTok. I mean, I'm not going to act in like, you know, it's all fine. It's brain rotting kind of content yani, TikTok. But again, just to go back to the Maldor, I know we don't know what these people are going through financially. For example, there's a famous Lebanese actor, legendary Lebanese actor, Fadi Ibrahim, this guy right here. I don't know the details, but I've been seeing on social media that he's currently suffering like very serious health issues. His family is like trying to raise money to pay for his treatment because he can't afford it. If I'm understanding correctly, he may have lost a leg. Like they may have amputated one of his legs. This guy, a legendary Lebanese actor, struggling to pay for his healthcare. That shouldn't be happening. And this guy offered a lot to our culture, to entertain people over many years. Like, I couldn't name something he was in, but so just by looking at him, I know this guy. I don't watch this stuff, but so I know this guy. Literally,
everyone knows him.
I have no idea what this guy
to
is.
To think that this guy can't afford to pay for his healthcare is kind of sad. So maybe a lot of these other actors are in the same boat. Maybe they're unemployed. They're finding it hard to find acting roles. At 60 years old, they're going to change industry. You see, he's going to be an accountant. The only thing he can do is, like, I have these fans, I have some followers, I have people who care about me, and let me see what I can do. Again, and I just want them to put a bit more effort in the content that they make. If they're going to go live, offer something of value to your viewers. But I mean, if the viewers are happy, I'm becoming borood, and they're happy just to see Fadi, I'm itmanyak, just being Fadi, who am I to judge? But so, no, it's weird, and it's a trend that I think we're going to be seeing more and more of. I think, give it 2 years, نص مسلين لبنان حيكونوا على تيك توك عم بيعملوا تيك توك لايف. وهلا فادي doing it is going to encourage a lot more. They're like, oh, if this guy, if فادي تبع مرته وانا عم بيعمل هذا, I'm going to fucking do it. You're going to have all of these actors doing it. You know what I mean? هلا in the States, تخيل توبي ماجواير, يعني Spider-Man, like, hey guys, I'm on تيك توك. وانا ببعث له ورد لتوبي, بيقول له, توبي, I love you. بيقول لي اسمه, بيقول له, Anthony, thanks for the rose. Like,
you would totally do
it. I would love that. If Tobey Maguire was on تيك توك live, bro. كبله أسد. كبله أسد. أسدين. كبله شو ما بده, bro. كبله universe. The cowboy hat. Whatever, all that shit, bro. Like, you know what I mean? ما بعرف. بس أنا كمان, I'm trying to be open-minded because we also ask you guys for support, financial support. But again, we use it differently. I pay a team. You guys, and the money that we get, you see the result on screen.
منجيب فيه elegance.
منجيب فيه elegance star. ومايسترو بثلاثة دولار ونص الحبة. But so, no, yeah, I just find this interesting. I hope, yeah, don't get offended, actors. And if you guys, I want to know what you guys think. Is it shade? But if I'm not live streaming in general, I'm not very comfortable doing
it's
it. I've wanted to do live streaming for a while, like on Twitch or something. But coming in, the thought of recording myself doing just random stuff at all times, I'm like, yeah, like, how? Why am I doing this? I thought about playing video games and streaming. But even that, I didn't want to because, like, video games to me are, like, my free time. It's what I do to enjoy myself. I don't want video games to become, like, work and content. Like, I came up to play a game, في 100 واحد عم بيحضروني, وإذا قلت شي غلط, I just want to relax and play the fucking video game. So, sometimes I find it, like, people who stream, but, you know, they offer valuable information, that's fine. So there's people that is kind of desperate when they're streaming, like, watch me eat, and they're just streaming themselves fucking shoving food down their throat. That to me, I find very demeaning. And you have no pride. Is that you put camera, you just eat for an hour, and it's like a live stream of you eating food, and there's like some weirdo from a fucking country getting horny because you're eating. That to me is disgusting, to be honest with you. That to me is like, يعني فضي الاشحد على الطريق من ما عامل شي هيك. I feel like that's my own personal take, you know what I mean? And people might think the same about this show. But anyways, I don't think these people would do it unless they needed to. I think they need the money. That's why they're doing it. It's unfortunate. You know, to me, it's just sad that talented actors, artists feel like they have to do something like this to pay the bills. And to me, it's more sad than anything else. And it's a little pathetic, you know, the way they do it. But it's also just like, you know, sad. You know, haram. This هيدا اخرتون يعني على تيك توك. يفتح تيك توك عشية.
Incredibly sad.
ويلا كبولة وردة. Yeah, he did. They probably don't want to fucking do that shit. They don't want to sit there and beg people for fucking money. Anyways, we'd love to hear what you guys think.
Eh, but don't go making fun of people who do that and then go and do it.
Yeah, well, exactly. That was before, I guess, he started doing it.
That's very shitty.
So, ironically, he became what he was criticizing. Yeah, he did the exact same thing he was trying to criticize people for. So, أنا ولاجة خلاص جماعة جي أحكيم live.
هلا بس نرجع على البيت.
ليلى خلاص. Let's give these viewers a chance to watch it. A quick little extra topic that I just added, folks. We have a lovely, adorable dog at the gym where I train on my boxing gym. Here he is. He doesn't really have a name. We just call him Doggy. He was rescued less than a year ago. He's less than a year old. He looks grown up. He's an adorable, such a friendly little puppy. Look at him. Look at his sweet little face. He's so cute. He's so friendly. He's already, and the coach has been training him. He had a brother, okay? And his brother, so someone adopted both of them. They adopted him and his brother. But sometimes him and his brother is kind of aggressive. So it's like brother would start يعوي عليه, or they would get into fights. So the guy was like, I have to return one of them. He's like, but هذاك اللي بيعوي لأنه أشرس. And he returned the sweet boy. So the sweet dog, he was like, I don't want him. He's too nice. He gave him back
he's
to the coach.
Too nice.
He's too nice. Yeah, and he was literally crying when he came back. He was alone. He was like, he was crying. The dog, he was making crying noises, which broke my fucking heart. This was a few months ago. And we have not been able to find him a home. Folks, this dog is such a friend. Bro, I have a cat, Mafia, and I cannot. The responsibility of a dog is too great. I cannot. If you are looking for a dog, if a friend or a loved one is looking for a dog, this dog is Do Not Worry podcast approved. I have spent time with this dog. I have pet this dog. This dog is fucking adorable. My coach has already trained him. He knows how to sit. He knows how to stay. My coach taught him to, like, be friendly with cats. He is such a pure soul. Look at this little video. Look how sweet he is.
Boy.
Look at what a cute, sweet boy. Anjed, yeah, you guys have to adopt a pig, and I'll tell you who to reach out to get him. Look at his tail. Look at that good boy.
Ya Allah.
Hey, guys, this dog would be perfect for a family.
Yay.
He's friendly with everyone, kids. Look at that face. And this, and I want you guys to reach out to my coach, Sherb Al Khoury Boxing. I'll put it on his Instagram at the bottom
Please
of the screen.
Someone
Send him a DM. Please go take this dog. I think he's already been vaccinated. But no, talk to the coach. Ask him questions if you have any questions. Ushufu kif kanu when he rescued them. This is how he and his brother looked. Yani, matrin. It was a scary sight. Yani, they were both on the verge of death. Terrified little pups.
Ya Allah, lekif adin hanban.
Terrified, Yanni.
They're so fucking cute.
I've already posted this on Instagram.
I know.
Someone reached out. They were like, we're an application where if you put the picture of a dog, people will hate that. I don't have time to make a profile. And I'll try to make a profile on that app. But so no, please, someone reach out
to
my coach directly.
Someone.
Rescue this dog. If you're looking for a dog, if you're up to the responsibility of taking care of a dog. I swear to God, bro.
Please,
coach,
you can bring the dog.
Go to the gym. I'll be there. أنا بسلمكم الكلب. أنا بإيدي. أنا بحملكم يبحطوا بالسيارة للكلب. He's a fucking sweetheart. I'm not trying to bullshit you and sell you like some fucking shitty dog. He's beautiful. Adopt, don't shop. Please, someone take this dog home and give him a forever home.
قبل ما تحكونا, make sure you're not gonna return him.
كل ما أروح على الجيم, he's the first face I see. And حرام, he's always there to greet everyone with a big smile. I love this dog. Please, someone adopt him.
حرام, I love الصعام.
The cats at your gym.
Adorable. We have. It's an animal lover's heaven. Noor, you sent me something about cheese on top TikToks.
Hey, just popped up on my FYP at TikTok. I طلع لي video من cheese on top. They were like very competitive for some reason.
ايه فرع جل الديب ده فرع الزلقة.
ايه شو فيكم تعملوا, نحنا منطلع بيوم واحد, لا شو نحنا منطلع بساعة قد ما بتطلعوا بيوم شرشحوا
بعض.
يعني انا ويي اوكي. ام فتت على الاكونت and I saw multiple videos.
تعال نشوف. This is هيدا اول وحدة.
تلميذ مستحيل يتفوق على استاذه لانه منعرف مين الاستاذ.
انا بلشت اوقف هون على الباب بس هلا صار الفلور كله ملعبي.
خيي انا ما خصني بالاخبار, تركوني مركز على شغلي هون.
من سنتين كنت عم بشوي, هلا صرت عم دير المطبخ كله.
مشان هيك ابراج اقوى فرع لتشيز اون توب. وانتو جل الدير شو وضعكم؟
You guys know you're part of the same family, right?
Like it's obviously marketing.
Eh, but you know, اسمع شو بيقول جل الدير هلا بلو رح ينيك رح يبهدلهم جل الدير. قول لي ماركتينج بعد هلا. He's gonna go stab them. عشوائي تبع جل الدين.
Dumbass marketing. Let me fix that. No.
مين قال التلميذ ما يتفوق على الأستاذ؟
نحن فلورنا عدكن على ثلاث مرات يا أبراج. شيلينه بسهولة.
حبيبي, الأكل اللي بتطلعوه بنهار واحد, نحن بنطلعه بساعة. بالآخر, أكبر فرقة هو أقوى فرقة بتشيز أون توب. يا جريتا.
إذا بتجوا لعنا بالسكين رح نشكهم يا أخوات الشرموطة هيك عشوائي برو بهدلهم their whole business.
It's like it's cool.
He's like اللي بتبيعوا انتو بنهار واحد نحن بساعة. يعني he's literally calling their فرع زبالة losing money. بدو يسكر الفرع عشوائي, يعني رح يبعت letter للإدارة انه سكروه.
It's doing its job, we're talking about it, aren't we?
I'm not gonna go eat that cheese on top, but no.
I've never had cheese on top.
وهلا شو؟
It's overrated.
طلعنا صار لي زمان موقف القراية.
انتو الفرع المبسوطين فيه يا أبراج, بس هي عنا بأول طابق.
جل الديب تذكر من مرنكم ليك هيك انا بعت هاي لبلس بركي بيفهموا علينا.
ما تبهدل لما at the end of the day كلكم عائلة. يعني if someone went to cheese on top جل الديب و had a bad experience مش راح يروح عند أبراج. He's gonna stop going to cheese on top in general. مش يمكن هيداك الفرع أطيب. لا, he's gonna يأكس عليكم كلكم. So I don't understand this marketing strategy.
لا they're cute. I know they tried.
You think this is cute? And I think this is horrible.
It's different.
It's different, but so it's like
I can see the effort and I appreciate it.
This is like some marketing
firm. Like they're making content.
This isn't their idea.
The people working there, and they're cute that they participated.
The employees are great. حرام مخص الemployees when they're معترين. يعني I hate it when they ask employees to like participate in the TikTok videos.
That's not their job.
Hey, they're not paid to make these TikToks.
ولا أنت ولا أنت ولا حدا بلس أقوى فرع بتشيز أون توب.
أصلاً بلس أحلى فرع بتشيز أون توب.
في ناس ملعبوا نفروع إيزي.
But they're not, by saying, you know, نحن أحلى مطعم, you're calling the other ones ugly indirectly. You know what I mean? Like, it's not nice because you're literally, you're shitting.
But if each, every branch is saying the exact same claim.
So far, Jelle Deeb sounds like a horrible place. Abraj. بحياتي مش عايز أسبي cheese on top Abraj. I've never been to cheese on top, to be completely frank. I don't like the concept of cheese on a bun. Hey, they had any facilities. It makes no sense. You're making it so messy. It looks disgusting. It looks like barf. It looks like you had a jiblak burger وخلع عليه دياري أو استفرغ عليه للبرجر. Here, eat it.
Yeah, no, this sorry doesn't work. For the visuals.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work for me. Sorry, and I'm sick. I mean, okay, it's time to talk about Feddo. This has been Noor's dream for months to talk about this account. I've not known how to talk about them. And it's a tricky account to talk about because it involves two kids. Michelle, the daughter, who's 16 years old, and Mansoor, who's almost 12. So I just want to make it very clear من هلا that anything we say, مخصل أولاد منصور ورشيل,
ميشيل,
منصور وميشيل, adorable kids, بتعقدوا كثير من حبكم, منصور انت بطل, ميشيل انت بطلة, عن جد you guys are adorable, you're great, beautiful children, I want nothing but the best for you guys. أنا هيدا الحكي بيتو لأمكم الماما فدوا.
لا هن مهضومين ومهزبين.
هن بيعقدوا. It's just, هلا if you guys are wondering مين فدوا, let's take a trip down memory lane. Months ago, I randomly came across this video of a lady buying knefim in a C-suite. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. And we featured it on the show.
Bonjour. بما أنه أنا اليوم فرصة, قررت فاجئ الأولاد وجب لهم تربية غير شكل من عند السيسويت. هلأ رح حضر الصفرة وفوت وعي. وهيدي تربيتنا لليوم. حطيت لهم اياها للولاد بالصحون وحطيت لقلي صحن كنافه بجبنه. بونجور مامي, صح النوم.
بونجور.
او ماي جاد, مش ستيرنج.
شو يا اي,
شو رايكم بهالسيربريز؟
ميرسي, كثير طيبه. بتعقد.
انطرونا نهار الاحد الساعه 4 بعد الظهر بلايف جديد. كونوا كتار وشجعونا.
This, by the way, and this was the account when she only had 3,000 followers. And when I discovered this, it was on Jed, like super underground. I was like, this is so fucking random. So we watched it. Now she's at 13,000 subscribers. So they've grown a lot in the past 6 months. So there he is. Now they're at 13,000 subscribers, almost 14. So best to know, نحن وتكتشفنا, this was an underground little account, ما كان في بعد memes and stuff. هلا, they've taken over the internet. Mansoor is a celebrity. Again, Mansoor, we love you. وميشيل, you know, they're very famous. But maybe sometimes for the wrong reasons. But again, هن مخصون, these kids are adorable. It's their mom using them for content. And مثل ما سمعتوا بهذا الفيديو, she's like, لقونا الساعة 4 for a live. So تعمل لايفات مع أولادهم, مع أولادهم, and they get money in the lives. So basically, is it ethical to use kids who are under 18 in social media content, especially when it turns into a business that makes you money? In my opinion, no, it's not. And I actually have, I got some articles and some studies that say that it's bad for kids. It's bad for their development. It's bad for their self-confidence. Meet شغلة. You're exposing them to bullying, to harassment, to cyber-stalking, things that they should never and have to deal with just because you are looking to kind of use them to make money. هلا again, الوضع الاقتصادي بلبنان كتير خرا. Maybe Feddo needs to do these lives to help pay the bills بالبيت, but they'll try to do it without the kids. Anyways, let's see what are these kids known for. You know what I mean? Mainly, they're known for recipes. Okay, for example, a lot of their videos start like this, of them describing a meal that they're about to prepare.
Bonjour. اليوم رح نعمل برجر مع سلطة غير شكل. هلا منصور رح يخبركم عن المكونات.
إجا البطل.
الأكل رح نعوز لحمة البرجر, تشيكن برجر, سلطة ملفوف, كاتشب, مايونيز,
that little smile.
So cute.
He's adorable. Yeah, it's like a hostage type videos. So the mom makes them بتشغلون.
ومنصور بتنحط مع البرجر.
اكيد they want to help.
So it's child labor. Maybe they want to help. We don't know. بس انه كمان
في بلش بتقلي لحمة البرجر.
هلا the mom explains the recipe, etc. بنخفف
النار وبنقلبهم على تاني مقلب.
This is the format of all their
videos. بعد ما شلنا البرجر.
Hey, though, this is the main format that they're known for.
هلا عم نقلي شرحات البصل.
آه أنا like my shit.
هيدولي شرحات البصل بعد.
أنا raw onions يعني. بعمل cheeseburger. Unless it's like caramelized or shit.
هيدا الملفوف يلا.
سامي chicken burger. ليه عم تحطي بصل بالchicken burger؟
مايونيز نستعمله بالبرجر.
I think في beef and chicken.
هيدا الملفوف يلا قطعت ميشيل. أنا عامله مع السلطة.
They were saying chicken burger.
ميشيل بتبلش تقطع الطماط فريز لنصين.
شغليهم لنا
شوي كبار. ومنصور بيقطع الكبير
تشغلهم على تيك توك نو اجين منصور ميشيل
عم نمزح
عم ندافعكم عن امكم عم نمزح كمان امكم بروبلي مهضومه
وهلا صار دور
هوليت تشيكن هوليت تشيكن برجر اوكي
ليكو منظر التشيكن برجر بعد ما بلشوا
لكن ما بعد
منضيف صحتنا قلبه يلي قطعناها كيوبس على السلطه
I don't think we need to watch this whole thing يعني you guys get the idea So they're going to probably eat it, but I don't know. Just a quick another example. Here we have Siadiye. I really like how Mansour says Siadiye. Here it's adorable. Here Mansour, I really like you. Listen.
Bonjour. Today we're going to do Siadiye. Now I'm going
to
tell you about
the
ingredients.
For Queer for your binary?
Huh? They're open-minded.
Too queer for your
body. خليكن معنا تشوفوا كيف رح نحضر هيدي الأكلة الطيبة.
أول شيء منغسل كيلي سمك المجلد.
إيش تفضلوا؟ كمان the kids are regularly called NPCs in the comments, which is very funny.
صح بالأول اللور تبعهم كان إنه they're NPCs. هلا the lore the new one is انه they're hostages
hostages ولا
so فبتفوت على الكومنتس
yes so I got a couple of examples just a couple of examples because it's if you just go there most of the comments are like this بس حسين عدنان says free ميشيل and منصور and then a second one here says انتظروا بس يكبر منصور ويشوف هالفيديو بوستد على تيك توك 928 likes and then تحت it says كمان free منصور so these are the comments you'll see most of the time
Can... that comment is so true
what the يكبر اوكي سو هون منصور وميشيل بدي اطلب منكم طفوا الفيديو ما تحضروا بقى اذا عم تحضروا فدوا هلا عم بحكي معك بتعرف قديش رح يعملوا كوكايين ولادي كنت بصير عملوا 18 سنه
بكذا oh these God, videos bro, what the fuck
you know how much drugs these kids are gonna do when they're 18 and بيكتشفوا شو عملت فيهم لاولادي لك يا عن جد بدك تفكري ما فيك تعمل هيك باولادك تحطيهم على الانترنت وتبهدليهم عملهم 12 سنه و16 سنه once these kids are mature You, how do you think they're gonna deal with this?
صح إنه يمكن بيكونوا مبسوطين.
Like I don't think they're gonna do cocaine and shit.
منصور رح ياخد جات الكوكايين. منصور رح ياخد جات الكوك رح يحط راسه هيك في منصور. He's gonna do more cocaine than El Maestro allegedly.
Horrible thing.
What I was saying قبل شوي I completely forgot.
أنا بحكي مطاطني.
Bro, these kids, I swear to God, are gonna become alcoholic, drug addicts, bro.
مدروري man, I think أنا they'll just end up hating their mom.
They'll definitely, and to cope with them hating their mom, they're going to do a lot of drugs. Again, don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs. فدو ما تزعل مني. نحن لازم نزعل منك. عم تعملي شي بولادك عن جد.
Oh, I remembered. Shut up.
You can't do that. You can't do this to your kids. Go.
Okay, so صحية بتقول وقتها تطلع على اللايف انه لا اولادي مبسوطين وهن بيحبوا يطلعوا بينبسطوا بس هن they're literally following you and they love you and they do what you say.
Yes.
5 years from now, however, They will not be happy about it at all.
Well, they're under 18. I'm not 18. So the consent.
Don't put them on the internet.
Yeah, they can't actually consent to what they're doing. They don't know any better. I'm Mansour. I'm not 18. I was fucking playing with Spider-Man action figures. Like, في فرق. أنا بتشغلي عم بأسس بسال كل النهار. هلا, this is a very fun video actually. They also do little shorter videos where Mission O'Dayman recipes. هون عم بيأكلوا جلاد دغوا.
قبل ما نعمل play لهالفيديو if this content as weird as it is was their decision it's بس انه it's their mom forcing them to do it
exactly.
it's royally fucked
هلا again there's a lot of studies that say you know kids under a certain age shouldn't be on social media يعني منصور he's almost 12 or he's 12 shouldn't be making shouldn't be on TikTok
ما في هو يقول انا بدي اعمل
like Marcus Brownlee مثلا like when sir
he's too young ايه بس انه ليك ديفنس بس ذس از ماركيز ذس از ماركيز هي ديد ات اون هيز اون مشن وما بتجبره يلا بدي
اسال هلا عم بقول له انا
هلا هون قالت دروا
بونسوار اليوم ليله عيد الخطاس وين السما بتكون مفتوحه والعالم تصلي
لهالمناسبه جبنا قالت دروا هلا بدنا نشوف مين الروا ومين الران وجبنا زليبيه ومعكرون جينا نعيد مع
زليبيه اتس لايك ا دونات اي ثينك اتس لايك فرايد دو بس مش غلطان
Arabic sweets
ينعاد على الجميع
شو مهضوم؟
منصور وميشا عم يفتشوا ليشوفوا إذا طلع لون رواق أو رين. لا بس بكل الأحوال حطوا التاج على رأسه.
حاسس إذا هو عمل
يلا ماما كله ألف صح.
بس he's 12 bro.
يومي
كتير طيبين. كتير مهزبين هالولاد. They're so polite. They're so nice. عن جد. Nothing. I have zero negative things to say about these adorable kids. They're amazing. I'm just concerned about the way their mom is using them. Specifically, إنه لايفات. إنه يلا بنفتح لايف وبتفتح لايف مع أولادها. We don't know what kind of creeps are on the internet كمان. إنه عم بيحضروا هيك قصص. You gotta be careful. ما فيك, you can't involve your kids and stuff like that. يا تعال تفدوا. شو بكي؟ هون ملك الطاووق. Hey, the very similar vibes. للكنافة. I love these fucking absurd videos. حضروا شوي.
Bonsoir. عشينا لليوم هو ملك الطاووق, ساندويشات طاووق مع كوكتيل من عند سام كوكتيل, افوكا, قشطة, عسل, وقلوبات. يامي
يامي. She's so weird bro, this is so absurd.
Yeah, she's so weird man.
Oh that's it, oh that was it. Wow, I was waiting for like something else.
شو البلوت.
That's it. شوفوا هون منصور الاخ. Our boy.
Bonsoir. اليوم احنا جينا عند ستنا واكلنا اطيب بيتزا. يامي كتير طيبين.
بس I truly think Emon is the type يا بتصير جاير على يون. لا ما قلتوا هالجملة أقول هالجملة. I think
ما it's so rehearsed, ما it's so awkward, ما that's why they call them NPCs because they're pre-programmed responses that they have to say. they turn it. Hey, this is probably gonna be copyrighted. بس 5 seconds. This way. I'm going to play another 3 seconds. Maybe this will get us copyrighted. Hey. Batal. Anjad, Mansour Batal. So anyways, there's a lot. There's a few. Sorry. If you kicked about Saint Michel, hey, the 19 seconds. I don't know if I should watch. We have so much stuff.
Bonsoir. Ma'anna l'yom Saint Michel. Habbo ahle jibbo le gato.
ونفات
مشارع بالكنسنة. أوه. شكتل أنه عدوة
شفتها. ونفات يا ميشا. عيش باسمك يا روحي.
مرسي
يا مامي. This is so crazy. وأنا زبي هيك عمل فيي برو. ما في. I can't tell you what I would do.
I hate. يا الله. ما بحب الأمات يلي بيجوا they want to show other people and نحن we're a perfect family.
It's like we know behind the scenes it's not like that. Here's a video where the mom is talking about like blocking people on lives and stuff like that. People who are commenting وعم بيضحكوا على أولادها. She's getting angry.
للأسف هيدي الجمعة اضطريت أعمل بلوك لكتير ناس من الفولوورز أو ناس عم بيتابعوا منهم عاملين فولو لسبب واحد بس. في ناس منها عم بتقلل مربى, بس في ناس بتنطر الفيديو لينزل لتكب مسخرة. وفي شخص معين هو بيعرف حاله. صارت بنتي قالت لي أكتر من مرة يا مامي هيدا الزلمة كتير تقيل شيليه. أنا إلا معلشي منه عم يتطاول بعد تعليقاته.
This to me, and hey, this is such a red flag.
This is crazy.
بنتي كان بتقلك في حدا عم يضايقنا على السوشيال ميديا عم بيحط كومنتس مش حلوين شيليه. وإما is like لا مالي يعني شو بديك يجي على البيت تتعملي له بلوك. يعني listen to your kids وتعملوا لك مام this guy شوي غريب عم بيحط كومنت شوي بشعة. مش لا ماما it's fine هلا ناطر يسبك ويسب بيك. This is so bad bro. هيدا red flag. يعني عن جد كأم وجان منصور وميشيل طفوا الفيديو شوي. فدو ما فيك تعمل هيك بولادي. يعني you're such a bad mom. يعني sorry this is literal child abuse. عم بيقولوا لك في حدا عم بيضايقنا بالكومنتس. لا ما لي حبيبي. What the fuck.
إذا ضايقة لميشيل أنه ما تشيلي. Are you serious.
ورجال عمره. What. No none of that is fucking cool yo. عن جد
مقبولة أنه في شوية هيك مسخر.
مقبولة
ماشي الحال منقطع له. بس مبارح أنا صراحة سكت راسي لأنه هيدا
تمنيك عليك شوي. يلا ما شد حالي.
You're exposing your kids on social media. وإذا انزعجوا أنه It shouldn't be up to him.
عم بتقلن شدوا حالكم شوي. استعمل كلام بشع. يعني شو ناطرة يعمل تتعملي له بلوك.
Yeah, because she likes the attention.
She likes the attention.
The engagement with numbers.
With the donations that اللي بيصيروا باللايف. ما بتستعملي ولادك تتعملي مصاري باللايف.
بس هيك اللي عم بتبيع ولادها.
In a way, she doesn't. I don't think she knows that she's doing something wrong. هي بعقلها ما بتعمل شي غلط. بس حدا اللي بيفسر لها انه عم تعمل شي غلط. هي لا بس نحن عائلة مبسوطة عم ننزلهم على السوشيال ميديا وهيك. It's not as innocent as you think. هيدي مشكلة كبيرة.
امبارح معلق انه انا عم بتسلى بالفيديوز بنطر ليجي ابني من المدرسة لأشتغل فيه. انا اول شيء بصور الفيديوز قبل ما اروح على شغلي، وانا دوامي كتير طويل للناس اللي بيعرفوا، وانا بخلق وقت لتيك توك لاني بحب تيك توك، وانا ابني ملك وعيش احلى عيشة. فحلوا عن ابني بقى
إذا ما بتحط ابنك، if you don't expose your son to social media بيحلوا عنه لابنك، بس
لأنه بيعيش حياة طبيعية،
بيعيش حياة طبيعية. أنت عم بتحطيه لابنك بموقف كتير صعب كتير غريب وشوي بيجريس، عرفت كيف؟ فالعالم بدها تنتقده، مش نحن، نحن كتير بنحبه فاهمين شو صاير، بس هلا وقت منصور يروح على المدرسة
ايه بس أدوات
أصحابه مش رح يضحكوا عليه
as يعني. kids they're gonna bully the shit out of him.
إنه إيه هو اللي بالمدرسة فيهم ينتقدوه لابنك، فيهم يضحكوا عليه يمكن ما لازم لأنه كتير حبوب وبيعقد، بس إنه أنت عم بتحطيهم بموقف كتير صعب. I just have a couple more videos of her يعني talking about her experiences on live. هون لك مع ابن حدا حرام يا منصور.
بنات ونسوان، إذا هيدا العالم، إذا هيدا مستوى بنات أو نسوان لبنان يروحوا يطموا حالهم، يستحوا على حالهم، قديشهم مرتين. أنا زعلانة إنه ولادي عم بيشوفوا هيك أشياء.
يا قدم أوف.
Again. ليش ولادك عم بيشوفوا هيك أشياء؟ مين عم بيحط ولادك على تيك توك؟ Who's exposing your kids to TikTok? Who's turning your kids into TikTok characters, influencers, and all that stuff? The more you expose them to this stuff, they're going to see all sorts of weird shit. TikTok is a cesspool of fucking weirdness, who creeps, who all sorts of disgusting weirdness. What do you think is going to happen, يعني؟ ما بفهم.
بعتذر منكم، بعتذر من الجمهور يلي عم يحضر. أنا بعرف إنه أنا ناجحة ومستمرة بالرغم من كل المضايقات. هيدي منا أكتر من غيرة وحسد عالم فاشلة.
No one cares. No one wants to. You know, إذا أنت مبسوطة على تيك توك and you're doing well, good for
Do
you.
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
بلا أولادك بس. بلا أولادك. That's it.
أبي ضحكني like I'm pretty sure nobody follows her because of her. أنا عم طول أنا ناجحة وهيك. أولادك made إنه.
It's because of the kids. العالم عم بيلحقوك because of your kids. صراحة.
They're not following you for your recipes or shit.
وهلا because she's making money off of her kids her TikTok is becoming popular because of her kids, ما بتستدرج to get rid of them. She can't get rid of them. So this is where the cycle of using your kids for money and profit is so unethical.
Bonsoir. اليوم طالعة خصوصي لحتى احكي عن اللايف تبع امبارح. وجه تحية لكل الفولورز المرتبين والمحترمين يلي بيدافعوا عنا وقت العالم بتهجمنا. أنا مني عم أعرض ولادي للتنمر، بالعكس أنا ولادي كتير زادت ثقتهم بنفسهم، ومن وقت ما بلشوا يطلعوا على السوشيال ميديا صاروا عم بيقدموا بطريقة، صاروا واثقين من نفسهم أكتر وما بيهمهم التنمر. بس أنا اللي صدمني إنه بنت تطلع جيست، تطلب ريكويست إنه تطلع جيست باللايف وتحكي حكي الشباب بيستحوا يحكوا، هيدا الشيء اللي صدمني. يا عيب الشوم، يا عيب الشوم على هالتربية. هيدي منا صورة عن بنات لبنان، لأنه بنات لبنان محترمين ومهذبين ومرتبين. هيدي عينة عن شعب عن جد وضعه مزري، عن شعب فاشل.
بس I'm glad people are telling her she's عم تعرض ولادها للتنمر because that is exactly what you're doing.
But she's never getting it.
She doesn't get it. She's in denial.
هي بعقلها انه مانا عم تعمل شيء غلط, which is true, انه عم تطلع تعمل فيديو فن فيديوز عم تتسلى مع اولادها, بس انه it has consequences و you're not taking it well.
She's in complete denial. هون these are just I just googled يعني children underage social media وجيني كذا studies from we're just going to read a couple of paragraphs from this stuff. يعني هون for example this is from the National Library of Medicine, National Center for Biotechnology Information. So one potential harm is child neglect and abuse, which does not occur in isolation. Children are often neglected or abused by others, including their parents, and the same holds true for Sharon Ting syndrome, where parents' online posts put their children at risk of abuse and neglect. According to the results of this study, almost 87% of participants believe that sharing photos and videos of children on social media platforms could be considered a form of child neglect and abuse. This article aims to raise awareness among readers, parents, and caregivers that sharing, yani sharing, and parenting, that Sharon Ting syndrome can constitute can constitute a type of abuse and neglect that encourage greater caution in posting about children online. It's important to recognize that sharenting syndrome can have negative consequences for children's privacy, autonomy, and emotional well-being. Parents who share may unwittingly expose their children to risks such as online harassment, identity theft, and cyberbullying. Furthermore, pressure to perform for social media can put children's emotional and mental health at risk. And it goes on and on. Here's another article. Family YouTube channels unethical and require regulation. Here's another example. Here's why filming your kids for YouTube is unethical. And they go over the same things. The pressure on children, using them for money. It's unethical. All these sorts of things. You can look it up. معروف الشغل مش أنا اخترعتها يعني منها جديدة. Who else is guilty of this kind of, well, PewDiePie Beast, Mr. PewDieBeast, Maestro himself, folks. لأنه Maestro, El Maestro, معروف. He has like 5 YouTube channels. One of his YouTube channels is literally about his family. Here it is. Isma Super Family. It's got literally, folks, 5.36 million subscribers. It's him, his wife, and I guess his 2 children. And here is just, like, I took a screenshot of like, the homepage of their videos. As you can see, all the videos have, like, 2 million views, 3 million views. And all their kids are on the thumbnail. So their kids are props in their videos. You know what I mean? And these videos are monetized. They make money. So, again, you're using your kids to make money.
Chocolates. They have no content without their kids.
They have no content without the kids.
What's their content, Anjed?
Exactly. And how are these kids going to grow up, bro? مربيين ولادكم قدام الكاميرا. رح يكبر شو رح يفكر برو when they see all these
they're
videos,
not gonna
so only these are just a couple of examples of Maestro يعني. These are short like reels that you got Nur. These are reels with their
yeah,
kids
TikToks.
Again these kids are adorable مخص these kids and I kind of feel bad even يعني showing these kids
yeah. But
just to make the point we have to adorable children and Jed bless them
فادي أي طبع بدك من الاثنين اوكي بس يا فادي لو اخترت هيدا الطبع ليك قديه كنت طلع لك دجاج
بابا
شو الدرس اللي تعلمناه اليوم يا فادي انه مش لازم نحكم على المظهر
واو وات ذا فك
اوكي فادي اي
برايفو ماش بابا مايسترو
ليه هيدا
هلا بيعملوا فيست بامب لابنه هي دازنت ايفن هاج هيز كيدز بيعملوا فيست بامب تو بي اون براند
أوكي.
لا لا حبيبي ما في اغمرك بس فيست بامب مثل بيودي باي هلا ليتس جو تو ذا نيكست فيديو كمان هون ليتس سي هاو ذي ار يوزينج ذير كيدز فور فيوز ان ذس وان شال وي. This is the mommy, I guess. Mommy
How did
maestro.
They make them act?
Hi, please, واحد قهوة.
واحد براونيز, please.
مامي عملت لك براونيز بالبيت بس تروح تاكل. واحد براونيز, please.
هن طلعوا. طب سؤال هون إنه أنا I'm against this بس إنه children acting in movies isn't it another form of this
there's rules they're regulated ano masa mamnoo walad yishtaghal more than 4 hours per
exactly.
day
exactly the every few hours they're legally they have to take a break bijibulon teachers
the fame part.
They bring teachers they bring teachers to set to make sure that the kids have at least like 2 hours of education per day they can't shoot past like they can't work more than like 5 hours a day it's all regulated the world of YouTube and social media is not regulated. There are no laws that govern any of this, essentially. So there's no law that says, "No maestro, you can't make your kid film for more than 5 hours in a row." But that tati break, ma fi shaglo fi, he can put him in a dungeon. We so we yamelo live streams for 12 hours. Not that he does. He doesn't do that. I'm just giving you an example.
The viewership, reach, the virality of how many people know that child, and it's quite similar to me.
I would not make my child be a child actor, for example. But Kamena, when you're a child actor,
but if you have an opportunity to be the next Spider-Man at a young age, would you like that?
Being on the internet is different than starring in a movie.
You are on the internet. Streaming platforms, it's not.
I don't think it's similar.
Look at child actors. A lot of them grow up to be fucked up.
Fucked up.
Drew Barrymore.
You know what I mean? So I would not make my kid be a child actor. And that's with all the protections that go there. Because fame, at a very young age, fame as an adult is overwhelming. تخيل fame as a child. So I think it's all kind of unethical. You know what I mean? How do they do it in movies? At the very least, there's a set of rules to, at the very least, like, look, we're going to do what's best for the child. He can't act more than this. Honey, bro, you have no... I'm sure he treats his kids well. I'm not saying he mistreats his children. But so no, it's just unethical. Because his ابن was like, Baba, ما بدي سوي اليوم. بلا بابا بدك تسوي because بدنا ننزل 2 videos per week to hit our monetization goals and our sponsor goals because as ما نزلنا فيديو Like, you can't get into that with your kids, bro. But do you play Sub? Do you play PlayStation? لا بدنا نصور. This is how it هيك بيصير. A lot of those kid actors, bro, had horrible lives. A lot of them wanted to stop acting. أهلهم يجبروني مثله ولا بدك تصور 100 دعاية بدك تصور بفلومة. A lot of these kids just wanted to go home and play with their friends, bro. So it's all fucked, يعني.
بابا أمك وأنا تنيناتنا قررنا إنه لازم تتقاصص على اللي عملته. مش حقيقي. لأنك لعبت بلاي ستيشن وكان عندك درس.
سلطي.
فما فيك تترك غرفتك اليوم. حكيتلك أنا بالجنينة بعد شوي. وما رح يطلع لك ديزورت من
خلاص فهمنا يا مايسترو. Anyways, I think Maestro is just as bad as Fendo, for example. Different content. He's way more successful. Yes, يعني Fendo would kill to have 5 million subscribers.
Can I say something?
Their polished content, إنه people wouldn't make fun of the kids.
Hey, way more polished.
They look cool. They're, you get me? هونيك she's bullying her own kids. بنظري.
Noor, what you're about to share?
نسيت ما بعرف.
ماشي كده طول رأيي.
انت كلمة بتنسيها لنور
ما كنت انا حكيت قبل
هو you have the memory of a goldfish انت شو بك بتنسي
I really do actually.
Speaking of Maestro, I guess it's time to taste these fucking bars ونخلص منهم. Folks, the crunch, we didn't find he has three flavors.
I need the signature one.
عنده original chocolate, عنده sparkling crunchy, وعنده mystery. I didn't find the secret one. All we have is the original and the crunchy one. And I want the crunchy one because I like crunch. But anyways, first of all, everyone has pointed this out. But so the fist, this is the PewDiePie fist. And Maestro, let's be clear, he stole the design. But he's like, at least he's smart. He stole from the two most popular YouTubers ever. Stole from PewDiePie, the fist bump, and the color scheme about the chocolate bar. مثل ما هو طبق لزق سرقه من Mr. Beast. He literally chose two of the most popular YouTubers in the history that ever did it. So at least, and if you're going to copy someone, at least copy someone
successful. Like if they're not patented by Lebanon.
So here, hold on to these. I don't want to eat a whole bar, so I would say let's not open a full one. I want to taste the sparkling crunchy. By the way, the sparkling crunchy كلفتني $3.50. So $3.50 من عند فضول.
Courage is not the absence of fear.
Hey, the $3.50. يعني كتير غالية. Sorry, a chocolate bar for $3.50 by Lebanon, bro.
Man, I saw people with comments complaining about
it's expensive. وهيدي the original one كانت شوي أرخص $3.20 إن هيدي ما فيها crunchy من جوا.
هلاك شو قصدي؟ شايفة هون the one bite وهون إنه
إيه show it to the camera.
The one bite
challenge مبسوطين فيها. فيك تاكلها بي one bite؟ فيك تاكلها بي one bite؟ one bite
challenge. هاي واحدة لشو بدي كلها.
هيدي the original.
أنا I want the small piece. Okay.
دوّي أنا cut a piece off for me.
I don't want.
I don't want to eat original.
I don't like chocolate that doesn't have anything in it.
I don't like chocolate, aslo. They are made bland in Lebanon.
They're tamta mitl any other chocolate I've tasted.
It's bland. Plus, to be fair, I would never eat a chocolate that muffy either biscuit or something inside.
Same.
I know. For that price, I'd rather get Lindt. So.
That was crunchy. Yeah. Crunchy. Yeah, and they cost me like $13, folks. Thank you to our Patreon. Support us on Patreon so I can buy more snacks. And support more influencers who use their kids for content.
Thank you, kiss it.
Tatila Anthony.
Ah, but farah.
I don't know, Tatila, yeah.
Bite it.
الحامي للone bite. Can I fit this one bite? شوفوا مالا one bite challenge. Whoa.
Can I say something that doesn't look hard at all?
Huh?
Like the bite challenge,
No, Nick, it's fine.
Gala, what do you call it? Execution,
Yani crunch atya.
A horrible concept.
It's not bad.
The crunch atya.
I'm not gonna lie, it's not a bad tasting chocolate bar. So no, this is a fine chocolate bar. And this I would give like a 7 out of 10 for the crunchy one. هذيك 5 out of 10. It's just so standard, so basic. Why would anyone pay close to $3.50 for this? هيدي, and if you really love المايسترو بدكم تدعموه, I guess you can buy it, يعني.
Cadbury Marvelous Creations حق 80,000, and it tastes way better than this.
هيدي شي 300,000 وشي. بس عنا crossover of the century, يا جماعة. عنا our boy Mansoor met المايسترو. They went to the chocolate launch, and هيدي فيها copyrighted music, so we're going to mute it. And one, two. شوفوا المنصور وفي ميشيل كمان وهلا ذا مام ببلش تحكي رحنا على افتتاح المايسترو anyways so just wanted to show you guys
افتتاح فتح مطعم مطرح
no can launch party
launching okay look we had a couple other topics that we wanted do you guys want to add anything to the child abuse thing no is it child abuse is it not child abuse
stop abusing your children
you're a horrible mother
we have a couple of other topics I wanted to get to Omar AK he's a brand new بيعمل mukbangs وهيك we're going to save him for next week we have a story about like a kid and IQ stuff next week and we got some other things خلاص we're going to cut it short this has been a long episode شادة مش هنحكي عنك and your manufactured drama
not now not ever
nice try شادة not ever that's a bit much
unless you do something stupid
just wanted to take a second to thank you all Anjad for watching for liking the video subscribing leaving your comments all your engagement is super helpful if you would like to support us please support us on Patreon I swear we're not begging it's not like TikTok live but so no I need the money to pay the interns. They're my team. You know what I mean? We put the show together every week, up to 2 hours sometimes. And Anjad, we work really hard for the show. 2 hours of original content every week. Ain't nobody do it like we do. We working our asses off. All these other people that do interview shows, they block shoot them. بيسجلوا شي خمس interviews ورا بعض, and then they release them week after week. نحنا every week we get together on Tuesday. We shoot. We work our asses off. We're looking for topics for you guys all the time. Anjad, this shit takes time and effort. So thank you to everyone who supports us. And let me take a second to thank some beautiful patrons like Areni Poladian, Mustafa Zelzali, and Mike Zahabi. The three of them joined us last week as blonde patrons. We love you guys. Enzo, Joe Khoury, Antonio Jmeil, Ziad Mgherbil, superhero patrons like Joey Daboul, Ryan Nabulsi, Mustafa Wahbe, Jessica Ann, Gino, and our God-tier patrons, Rifat Fakih, Burgery, and Ali Al-Mujabbir, Al-Captain. We love you guys. If you want to support us, you know where to do it. Don't buy these Maestro bars, but definitely buy some Elegance Star.
Don't buy them either.
And tell Abu Hadi that it was because of him. Tell Abu Hadi
use
we love
promo
him.
Code Abu Hadi.
Promo code 10%. Abu Hadi. Betrumba, they'll give you a discount. And to everyone else, folks, as usual,
do not
worry.